Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay in the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, November 24th, 2022. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. First, as always, the practice report. Kyle Shanahan said after the game on Monday that there were no new injuries to report, and that mostly held up. Eric Armstead was the only player on the 53-man roster that did not practice, although Trent Williams did have a veteran rest day. Samson Ebukam was limited with his leg injuries, and in the only bad news of the day, and sort of bad news, Deebo Samuel was also limited with a hamstring injury. Now on to Kyle Shanahan. After the emotional win on Monday night and the travel from Mexico City, do you worry that this game against the Saints could be a trap game?
Yeah, I think you always do. I think what helps is the tape. I mean, New Orleans is a very good team. I don't have to make that up. You just got to turn the tape on and watch it. But I do think always come, you know, I mean, it was a lot of energy last week. You got to be aware of that. I mean, it is usually traveling. It was, I mean, just getting back as late as we did. You always got to throw in, which we do every year, the deal with Thanksgiving, which doesn't change up much. But a lot of those guys have family members at home who are on their vacation. And so I got to remind some of these young guys that it's their vacation. This is your job. So don't feel guilty when you don't hang out with your uncle late at night. You can hang out with him on Sunday night. He's just chilling, doesn't have stuff to do. But you don't come to his job and yell at him to come home early and hang out with you. So sometimes you got to explain that stuff to young guys, which I've seen affect some people. So you bring that stuff up, all this stuff this week. And I think we got a mature group. They understand the deal. But we are working to get our bodies back.
I love the point about family members. As much as we like to forget it, these guys are human beings. They have families. Those families want to see them on the holidays just like everyone else. And as tempting as it can be, I love that Kyle recognized that and put it in the young guys' heads like, hey, you are working. It's kind of cold and heartless, but like John Hamm said in Mad Men,
that's what the money is for.
Now, you may have seen video of Trey Lance walking around Mexico City without a boot on his ankle. John Lynch was on KMBR and was asked if Trey could return this season.
I don't see that as a possibility. I mean, he did a number on his ankle. He'll be fine long term, but I think that's a big ask to get back, this year. We're just really encouraged by the way it's responding and by the way Trey has been working to try to make it as good as possible.
Kyle Shanahan was also asked about that yesterday. He had a slightly different answer.
I haven't been told there's a chance. So, I mean, I think things would have to be pretty drastic. I mean, we weren't expecting that much from the beginning. I think he's right on schedule with everything. But I have not been told there's a chance.
The drama around Trey Lance being healthy enough to come back this year would be incredible. But look, there's no reason to rush him back. Although I will point out, Kyle's answer was a lot less definitive than John Lynch, right? He mentioned things would have to be pretty drastic, pretty chaotic for Lance to have to come back. But considering the backup is Brock Purdy, I'd say we're sort of one play away from chaos, wouldn't you? We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thanksgiving, Matt Barrows has a good column in The Athletic right now about all the things the Niners have done this week to try and recover on the short week. Now, the title of this story is about Trey Lance, but if you scroll down past all that stuff, you'll get to what I'm talking about. One thing to watch, JT O'Sullivan of the QB School just put out a fantastic film breakdown of Jimmy Garoppolo against the Cardinals. JT pointed out a couple of things that Jimmy is doing really well right now that I never would have known to give him credit for, but he does deserve it. We tweeted out the link from our handle at NN Podcast. If you're not following us by now, I mean, you're missing out on a ton of good stuff, clearly. One thing you may have missed, Deebo Samuel told me during the Niners bye week that he is not going to recruit Odell Beckham Jr., and he reiterated that on social media yesterday. Deebo posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, quote, "Everybody around me, family, we don't do recruiting." Okay, Niners, I guess, are pretty happy with what they have. That's a wrap on today's 49ers and 5. Rate, review, and follow the Niners Nation Podcast Network. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everybody. I just want to say I am eternally thankful and grateful for you and all of your support. Your support is what allows me to do this job, and this is my dream job. It is the only thing I have ever wanted to do for my entire life, and you have given me the opportunity to do that. That is no small thing for me. I will never forget it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Hug your family today, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. The Gold Standard Podcast is out, available for you now. What, do you think we're taking a day off? No way. It is there for you. Listen and enjoy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Most of the time, we talk about tech in terms of a handful of gigantic companies, like Google, Meta, and Apple. But some of the most interesting stuff we find online is the product of a single person.
When you're working on your own, I think there's this beauty of being able to come up with an idea and then implement it then in that moment. You don't have to have permission from someone else. There's no red tape.
In the Vergecast series, Solo Acts, we'll get to know these people, the tech they use to get stuff done, and the obstacles they face trying to compete with the giants.
Some people that I talk to and my friends are like, you know, your competitors are Zuckerberg and Musk. Like, aren't you kind of like afraid of that?
Every Monday, our friend Ashley Esqueda will be curating and hosting these interviews and sharing with us what she's learned.
I can't believe the McRib locator was originally a tornado locator.
Right.
Pretty wild.
Listen to our Solo Acts miniseries now in the Vergecast feed, anywhere you find podcasts.